Dr. Julie Galthorpe is in. We also have a guest with us this morning in Studio 97 from the farming sector. And we'll welcome Ethan Embury shortly here to the show. But Julie, when you brought up this topic, and we were discussing it, I think, a couple of days ago, but just the show topic, and you started thinking about the farming community and how we are engaged with them daily on Quinny Broadcasting Stations with our sister station, CJBQ, that does so much with the farming sector, and here at MEX and Rock 107. And it's kind of a profession that we don't highlight enough. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, that's absolutely fair to say. There is, as I mentioned, the number of farms in Canada earlier. But as Ethan has pointed out, that there's been a decreasing number of farmers because of the stress that's involved with it. So, yes, that's absolutely correct, Sean, that this is an important topic. You know, thank you to Ethan for joining us. I know that Ethan's mornings start very early, and then every hour that follows is busy. This is important, which is why he agreed to come. And the mental health of Canadian farmers is suffering. So this is documented now through research. When it comes to stress in farmers, Guelph University recently released research that found, and I will quote, "Mental health of farmers is worse than it was 5 years ago, and worse than that of the general population," so that's the rest of us, "in almost every way." The researchers analyzed the responses of about 1,200 Canadian farmers who completed an online version of what's called the Survey of Farmer Mental Health in Canada, and that was done in 2021 between February and May. And from this data, 76% of farmers said they were currently experiencing moderate or high perceived stress. Now, on top of this, just to amplify this concern, suicidal ideation, which means thoughts, were twice as high in farmers compared to the general population. And in the survey, some people also just left comments to describe the stress. And one of them said, you know, there's no sick note for farmers. Another person said the lack of control is so frustrating. Lack of control with respect to the weather, input costs, and commodity prices are all very stressful. Add to this the cost of fertilizer and fuel, supply chain shortages, and parts and problems with equipment parts. So farms are complicated businesses. And I think people forget how sophisticated they have become. Canadian data shows that they become larger, and Ethan can attest to this, both in terms of sales and the number of employees that they have on site. So this, among other factors, increases the things farmers must juggle just to remain profitable and compete.
So our guest is Ethan Embury. He's a farmer from Newburgh, which is near Napanee. His wife is Morgan, 2 young kids, 2.5 and 8 months. You're in the cattle cash crop business. Julie just outlined that your profession, pretty stressful. You buy into it?
Yeah, I do. And thanks for having me on. I think that, it's something that is really not talked about enough. I agree. And like for myself as a fourth generation farmer, I think that I've seen the trials and tribulations of, or I've heard the trials and tribulations of the past generations, and a lot of them that we do experience the same ones, with outside forces like weather and finances and markets that we can't control. It weighs a lot on farmers, and it's not easy. I think the biggest issue today's farming generation deals with, like myself, is really just the sheer fact of dollars and cents it takes to run an operation. Everything, whether it's land and quota and everything, has just become so far out of reach. And to continue that generation for future, it's a large responsibility, and it's something that is not easy, but we work hard every day to try to continue.
Mm-hmm. So, Julie, are there things that get in the way of farmers possibly seeking help from people like you?
Certainly. Now, let's keep in mind that in access to all types of services, including mental health, that's more limited in rural areas. I was just driving in this morning and listening to the news here on Mix when I was driving in, and it talked about even hospital access for people as we're growing as a community. So keep it, that's the same for rural areas. So there is also this stigma, which is supported by the survey, about accessing mental health support. So people working on farms, as Ethan just pointed out, it's long hours and they're working constantly. So there's little time to set aside for self-care. to be profitable. Many farmers are doing many things. So Ethan, he does do his, you know, the crops and the cattle. At the same time, he has quite a substantial farm equipment business as well that he runs. So that's like, that's also that time consuming piece. So regular things that would offset burnout, like self-care, limiting work hours, and getting together with others, can feel unavailable to many of the farmers, those that were surveyed.